Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing I Won't Have to Worry, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled For His Glory, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 25.
Here my burden's heavy, and the road seems rough and long. Sometimes my feet get weary and so sore. But there's a brighter day a-coming. Soon I'll step on heaven's shore, and
I won't have to worry anymore. awaken your heart today to see and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He can do and what He shall do in your life if you'll let Him take control. At the very core of what we believe as born-again, blood-washed Christians today is what we believe about life. Now, we're living in a world today that no longer really considers life and no longer today lifts up life. As a matter of fact, we live in a world that's destroying life. We live in a world today that there's organizations today that's making profit off of aborting babies and selling their body parts for profit. Listen, I don't know what you call it. I call it murder in the first degree. I don't know what you think of it. I think it's deplorable. I think it's a blasphemy against God. And I don't think God's honored or pleased with what we're doing. Amen. And I pray that every governmental body, that every person will shut down Planned Parenthood and remove all their funding from that to that organization, that they cannot function anymore. Amen. Put them out of business. Amen. We today, listen, because we believe the Word of God, we therefore believe that every person today is sacred. Now, we may have people in our homes, our lives, our families, and people we know or acquainted with or related to that have messed up their life. But that doesn't mean that God can't turn their life around. Amen. That God is a God of change. Hallelujah. From conception to death, life is sacred in the eyes of God. This fundamental belief about life is found actually in Genesis 1, and it drives out today, listen, this issue today about abortion, and it drives today our objection to abortion. It is wrong. And brother, let me tell you, it's sin in God's sight. God's not honored with that. It gives us motivation of what we do as a church to realize that we stand up today for the family. We stand up for life. We stand up for our children. We stand up for our elderly folks. We stand up for every person that's got breath in their body. Amen. Our pro-life views today should be the very issue today that it's not political. This doesn't, and it's turned into a political debate today that what the politicians are deciding. God has already decided this, and we don't need a political view or a Supreme Court view on this issue today. Listen, abortion needs to cease and desist. It needs to be put down and put out. And these today are not the political views. These are theological, Bible-based, God-centered views in God's Word. If God gave life, it's God's decision what to do with that life. Amen. So the Bible is God's holy Word. And the Bible declares today that every person, every life, listen today, you may think somebody doesn't have value. You may think somebody's messed up their life. You may think today they'll never make it. And we've heard all the rhetoric through the years that people say, they'll never amount to anything. They're no good. And we've heard all those things that many times people say to their children, to their family members. And we categorize people as defeated and going to hell and lost and never amounting to a thing. Let me tell you what, when the old-fashioned Holy Ghost gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ gets a heart of a life and changes a life, God today will turn your life around. And God sees value in us. When we don't see value, there's value in every person if they'll give their heart to Christ and receive Him. God can turn your life, my life, every life around if we today will let God have His purpose and His plan in our life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We were created by a good God. And we were created by a God that loves us. Amen. The very God of the Bible, let me tell you, knit you and I together. And David said, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. You're not the result of some random cosmic accident, nor the latest production on some evolutionary chain of events. We didn't come from any other form except God made us in His image. Thank God we didn't come from chimpanzees and monkeys and apes. And I've been to the Smithsonian and they got a humongous thing on the wall up there, and it shows the evolution of man from a monkey to a man. Now, we may act like a bunch of monkeys sometime. Especially when we go to Disney World. But thank God I did not evolve from a monkey. I don't hang from trees by my tail. Well, I thank God I don't. Amen. God, in His goodness, says that even the very hairs on your head are numbered. Some of you have lost count. Get this right. You were created by God and in His image. And you've got to get that in your heart and your life today. If you believe you were created in the image of God, see, it's a sacred matter then, isn't it? Then that brings today a level of responsibility to you and I. You were created here in church for a purpose. You just wasn't hurled into this world and said, well, I know a lot of people said, well, we're accidents, mistakes and mess ups and everything else. No, you're not. You're a child of God. And you were created by God, designed for a specific purpose today. It's our responsibility today to seek God and find that purpose. Some of you perceive your purpose is merely to exist, survive, because we've listened to the rhetoric of the world and to just get through and to hold on. Oh, we've grasped all those cliches and terms and terminologies today that always, you know, you speak to, I run to people all the time. Hey, you doing? I'm just hanging on. I'm just holding on. I'm just trying to survive. Oh, really? Is that how good your God is to you? Really? You just disclosed your life is not where it should be with the Lord. Hello? Therefore, you're walking through life and you're missing the very purpose of your life. And I'm going to tell you why you're doing that. You don't know why you're doing and you're robbing yourself of this abundance. I'm going to tell you why. It's because today you're making your life about you. Your life is not about you. Your life is not about you. Your life today, listen, when we live in a self-centered, sympathetic, sulking type environment, and we always talk about what everybody has done to us, it's all about you. Amen. Have you considered what God has done for you? Have you considered how God brought you up out of the mess that you were in? Have you considered how God let the sun come up that you could live on His earth and breathe His oxygen and go through this day and rejoice to the glory of God that our God's a great and mighty God? Amen. Have you considered what God's done for you? And if He didn't do nothing else but pluck you out of the hand of Satan and write your name in heaven and give you a blessed assurance, hallelujah, that's enough to shout about, amen. Praise God. Today I believe God wants us to shift from self-pity to God's purpose. And folks, God created you by His power to use you for His purpose. Let me give you three quick points. I don't have a poem. Maybe Jack's got one, but I'm fresh out of it. God knows when He wants to use you. You got to get this fact today. God knows when He wants to use you today. And God has a specific timetable for your life. So in the timetable of creation, there were 6 days of creative acts. On the seventh day, the Bible says God did what? He rests. So you take those, you split those days, days 1, 2, 3, days 4, 5, 6. Now, in days 4, 5, and 6, if you'll read that carefully, you'll find the Lord creates and fills what He created in days 1, 2, and 3. You go back and you read that and that creative acts, then God in 4, 5, and 6 of Genesis 1, He fills that creation with what He creates. So in Genesis 1, 14 through 16 is how and why about the two great lights. The two great lights provide what? They provide God's timing. See, God's a God who's always on time. He is always on time. And so therefore, the two great lights provide this timing. God's light creates light to bring order. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.